This is your host, Martin Krieg, and I caught up with my brother Chris as he biked from the Denver Mayor's reception with our riders Scouts on their way to Golden and Boulder, Colorado. Right now, we're talking on my computer, and I've got you in record mode right now. So how are you doing out there, Chris?
Doing great. It's a beautiful day. It's like 84 degrees in Denver.
All right.
And we're at the cemetery.
Okay.
A lot of people that didn't ride bikes ended up in there.
Okay. All the what is it again?
A lot of people that don't ride bikes ended up in the cemetery.
Okay. All right. Chris, let's...
They're passing a bunch of little farms on the left here, little produce farms and such.
Uh-huh. So are you still in the city of Denver?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you were at the Mayor's Ride ceremony this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what took place there?
Mayor John Hickenlooper read a proclamation announcing the National Bicycle Greenway and honored Scott Campbell for his efforts and use of the trails. And the mayor happens to be an old road bike rider from way back. Knew all about Reynolds 531 tubing, and he had a nice old Freus. I guess that was a bike.
Uh-huh.
He's an avid bicycle rider.
Does he still ride a lot still?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Yeah, he's very fit.
Uh-huh. Now, you were saying, Chris, also the Channel 2 news was there and the Rocky Mountain news was there. They interviewed the riders. What else took place? Did anybody speak?
Yes, Steve Stevens spoke, talked about bicycle history in the Colorado area. It's quite prolific. A lot of bikes in this area long before the car. And so he knows a lot of that. And then Scott said a few words and we were off.
Great. Okay, now right now when you say you're off, you're riding right now to first to Golden, then to Boulder. How fast would you say you're going right?
We're going about 10 miles an hour.
Did you say 10?
And we're heading up 26th Avenue, heading due west towards the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
And we're still in the Denver city limits, soon to exit.
Okay.
The Denver city limits. We're climbing a slight hill, the slight incline here.
Okay. Tell me who's we. What kind of bikes are out there, and what's it look like up ahead?
It looks like Steve Stevens is kicking some serious booty on the penny farthing. Second place is David Russell on his REAI Navara touring bike, and then I'm behind them on a Lightspeed, which is got your compact crank, and it's a pretty good bike. It's a nice soft ride, good, perfect for this short base trip. And then Pam is directly behind me with about 300 pounds of gear.
Wow.
On a Trek. And Scott's behind her, pulling up the rear with a similar load, including a sign that says National Bicycle Greenway.
Great. Okay. Now, Chris, you were telling me earlier before we did this podcast that you're going pretty fast. How fast is Steve pulling you along? He's working his butt off to go how fast?
I don't think he is working his butt off.
No?
He's going about 10 miles an hour.
But
how fast are you going, Dave?
I don't know, it's broken.
He doesn't know it's broken.
Okay. So,
10 miles an hour.
Okay, and are you having a hard time?
A leisurely pace.
You're not having a hard time keeping up?
Oh, no.
No? Okay. No. Now, Chris, let's talk about you for a second. You've taken up cycling in the last few years, and as a result of, tell us about that. Why do you ride so much now? You used to ride.
I turned 50, and I was getting old, and I didn't want to feel old. And when you ride a bicycle, you automatically feel young.
All right, cool. And when we were kids, we rode everywhere. And
pretty much.
Yeah. And then you fell away from it. For how many years would you say you're away from the bike?
Well, it's only been 18 years, only because I moved to Colorado from New York City, where I rode every day. It was 18 years that I took a break, and a lot hasn't changed. Here we are riding along with a bike that's over 100 years old, and we're just sort of tooling along.
Okay.
When I'm passing Steve, he's giving me the signal. We got some... Yeah, he's trying to figure out their pace so that he's not burning them out, or maybe he's not going hard enough, so...
Okay.
Figure that out.
Okay, and now you're going to go in that. Are you doing... Steve tells me that there's some pretty serious hills between Golden and Denver. Are you guys on a hill right now?
Yeah, we just climbed it. Now we're coming back down the other side. It's not that steep, but we are at 5,000 feet above sea level, so that makes it a little more challenging.
Okay, now you say it wasn't steep.
It was beautiful right here. We're by Crown Hill Park. We just pulled into Jefferson County, and it's just a beautiful little town here.
Huh, okay.
Very nice. It's lovely.
Chris, our listeners are
fabulous!
What was that?
It's fabulous.
Okay.
It's the perfect bike riding day. There's not a cloud in the sky, and it's about 83 or 84 degrees, and we're just cruising along through a beautiful park with a lake in the middle.
All right. Our listeners know you by way of how I've introduced you as being a mural artist there in Denver. Where else is your art visible at? Where else can people find your murals, your signs, the stuff you've graced the beauty of a city with?
They could just go to chriscreek.com and see all that stuff.
Okay. To find out more, to see the riders, the mayor's proclamations, and all the cities we're visiting in this, our fifth annual National Mayor's Ride, go to bikeroute.com.